Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event. Express Ranch is holding their annual production sale on August 18th and 19th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday the 18th, 300 head selling, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs, numerous donors, and more. Then Saturday, August 19th, 11 a.m., the big event sale, 300 plus selling, including outstanding spring bred heifers, spring calving pairs, and more. Go to expressranches.com for a sale book. Express Ranch's big event, August 18th and 19th, Yukon.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. Well, when working with cattle, certain issues can come up from time to time. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Rebecca Hartfield about those common illnesses and injuries that she sees on a weekly basis at her clinic, Holden Veterinary Clinic. Lameness in cattle is one of the most common issues.
Love talking about lameness in cattle because I see that all the time. So foot rot is a big thing that I see. We also love just talking about feet in general because I have cows, bulls come in all the time with feet issues. It's not always foot rot, not always that bacteria, but a lot of times it can be other things like abscesses or overgrowth of that hoof. So I love talking about lameness in general. The other thing I love talking about is anaplasmosis, which is very common here in Oklahoma. And so I, of course, see this weekly, but it can cause severe anemia. It is caused by flies, horn flies, which we have plenty of those here as well. So what I really love talking about prevention and how to diagnose it, and talked a little bit today about some of the treatments available.
Hartfield also talked about the importance of breeding soundness exams for bulls.
I think it's so important because I want those bulls to be healthy and I want my producers to have a great calf crop. And if your bull isn't checked whenever you turn them out, once, twice a year, or whenever you turn them out, then obviously, you could go a whole season without a calf crop, but that $65 exam that day could really lead us into, listen, this bull isn't sterile or we're subfertile. You need to make a different plan, get a different bull, add another bull to your program, because I want you to be successful and put more money in your pocket as well.
Megan Calk's complete conversation with Dr. Rebecca Hartfield. You can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, it's very important for you to have a family transition plan on your operation. Our intern, Macy Carter, had the opportunity to speak with OSU's Dr. Shannon Farrell about family farm and ranch transition planning and how to make that transition just a little bit easier.
So we want to make sure that we've got a nice, smooth pathway for every part of the farm that is vital to its economic well-being. So that's not just about making sure that this person gets this asset or that person gets that asset. Those are important pieces, but also what we're trying to do is making sure that we've got a gradual transition. Just transferring stuff when people pass away can add a lot of uncertainty and oddly risk to that process. But if people have a clear pathway that they know going forward about how we're going to move management, how we're going to move asset ownership, how we're going to move receiving economic returns from those assets, that gives us a lot more opportunities to adjust along the way and to prepare people for those new roles as they go down the road too.
Once again, that's OSU's Dr. Shannon Farrell. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.